And it shouldn't shock us, right? Let's jump to this first one. Or this most, the one that's most obvious to me. 2/3 of Americans say race relations in the U.S. are bad. Well, why not? Why wouldn't it be? You've got corporate media. You've got the educational industrial complex. You've got the sports industrial complex, which once again is suffering because of it. The political industrial complex. All of them are working hard overtime to tell you white people racist, black people oppressed. What about Asians? Who cares? What about Hispanics? Who cares? What about Indians? Who cares? Right? Because in 2020, the only two races that matter, according to the legacy media, is black and white. Because that is where the industry exists. What industry? The race relations industry. Right? Look at these numbers. The question is, do you think race relations in the United States are generally white people? 65% of white people think it's bad. 74% of black Americans think it's bad. Very interestingly enough, white Americans who support Biden, 85% think it's bad. So they're going to go vote for a guy who's been in Congress for what? Who was in Congress for over 30 years. Was the vice president to the first black president we had. And did nothing to quote unquote improve race relations. But now Joe Biden, the fact the guy has to be led around like a puppy dog. This Joe Biden is going to change race relations. This time. This is the time. Yeah, he's reaching his prime as far as fixing race relations in his twilight years. The man can't leave his basement, but he's going to solve racism. I gotcha. White Americans who support Trump, 47% think race relations are bad. All right? So we have this feedback that Black Lives Matter is doing its job. Black Lives Matter is doing its job. It is telling you 2020 America, though not perfect, should be looked at as like, hey, the poorest of the poor in this country are considered the 1% everywhere else. More people have access to colleges. You can debate whether that's a good thing or not. Equal opportunity employment. Everything's out there. Everybody has job opportunities. Everybody has the opportunity to work your way up. And what do we see? We see everybody via the media window, the media viewpoint, that we are no better than we were in the 50s. There has been no change, no progress, nothing. All you had to do is if you wanted to torture yourself, if you wanted to torture yourself, you could have watched the last day of the John Lewis funeral games. We have Barack Obama. You have president out there tear gassing people. Not good. Bad. Hey, Obama, you did the same thing. Shut up. Doesn't matter. I'm a Democrat. I don't have to talk about anything. I just kind of walk out here. Tell me what they tell me to say. And then they talk about how, you know, all these other things, blah, blah, blah. We're awful. We're this. And so, of course, this is also in concert with the fact that these people sitting at home watching their TV screens have been inundated with Black Lives Matter propaganda. Also inundated with the fact that, you know, according to celebrities and other idiots, that black people are hunted every single day. 2.5% of black people are 2.5% more likely to die. Yeah. Okay. All right, that's fine. So there's no accountability in any community. It's pretty much just the fact that America is still racist. And which group did they target to get this idea, right? Which group did they target? They targeted white liberals. The epitome of self-loathing white people. No other race, man. White, black, Indian, no other culture hates themselves as much as white people do. Of course, this is a dynamic and a result of public education and things like the 1619 Project, which is being highlighted and railroaded into public education. But yet, no other, right? No other culture ever did had slavery attached to it. No other culture was a quote-unquote colonizer. No other culture, no other race has ever done anything. Every ill, according to black leftists, who are supported by legacy media, can be traced to white people. And white people, after the civil right, I guess the white guilt of post-civil rights America, instead of saying, listen, was all that stuff bad? Yeah, but we corrected it because we saw the error of our ways and we fixed it. Does that mean everything changes overnight? No, but that's a great step forward. Instead of saying that, we're still apologizing. And we still see people, do you not put black people on Twitter? Do you understand the burden? You don't carry any of that burden, ma'am. The burden our ancestors did by building this country. Honey, you ain't carrying anything. You're not carrying any burden right now. You carry zero burden from your ancestors. In fact, your ancestors would be pissed at you for how you have squandered the opportunities that they fought, got beaten for. To do what? To sit on your butt and collect welfare. And it's not just black people. You know, we got tons of white people, everybody. We have so many men and women of all varieties. And it can be highlighted the squeal that the $600 federal check is going away, at least right now, because the government hasn't decided to do a new round of socialism. But this whole point is that we have been played. We have been played into believing that the United States is the most racist country in the world because so many of the people that live here have never left. You want to experience racism? Go to South Africa. You want to experience racism? Go to Vietnam. You want to experience racism? Go to the Middle East. Go anywhere outside of Western civilization. You'll get your racism. You're going to get your racism. But they're so pampered. We're so weak. We're so soft in this society. In a society of trigger warnings and use of language. In the way we have to play with kids' gloves, with fully grown adults. Right? Civil rights, and this is another question they asked. Which of these is the most important issue for you? Well, for black Americans, civil rights is at 25%, right behind healthcare, then jobs in the economy. For Biden supporters, it's actually healthcare, which, you know, maybe they need healthcare for him. But overall, the two are jobs in the economy and healthcare. But black Americans, have you ever heard of this analogy of crabs in a bucket? crabs in a bucket. If you ever go to a dock where crabs are being fished out, they don't put lids on top of a barrel of crabs. Why? Why don't they do that, right? Simple. They don't have to. If any crab is close to getting out, the rest of the other crabs pull them back down. The black community, more than any community, and this is due to democratic interference, is crabs in a bucket. Constantly talking about, we need civil rights, we need more opportunities, yet they give money to Black Lives Matter, who then turns around and gives money to Democrats. They look at people like me, a conservative Catholic, a Trump supporter, and saying, I am the root of all racism and evil, and I am oppressing them, yet they turn around and vote for people like Mayor Gollum of Chicago, who is letting the streets of Chicago, which this is saying much, she's letting the streets of Chicago turn into a war zone. People are actually begging for Chicago in January, when it was only 55 people killed in a weekend and not over 100.